Cadman presents The Roald Dahl Audio Collection, featuring Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, James and the Giant Peach, Fantastic Mr. Fox, The Enormous Crocodile, and The Magic Finger. Production copyright 1975, 1977, 1978, 1980, and 2007, HarperCollins Publishers. Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, copyright 1964, by Roald Dahl, nominee LTD.
In a small wooden house outside a large town, there lived a family of seven people. The house was so small it had only two rooms, and the family was so poor they had only one bed between them all. The bed was given to the four old grandparents because they were so old and tired. They were so tired they never got out of it. Their names were Grandpa Joe and Grandma Josephine, and Grandpa George and Grandma Georgina. The two parents, who were called Mr. and Mrs. Bucket, slept on mattresses on the floor in the other room. So did their small son, whose name was Charlie Bucket, and he is the hero of this story. Mr. Bucket was the only person in the family with a job, but he was never able to make enough money to buy one half of the things so large a family needed. The only meals they could afford were bread and margarine for breakfast, boiled potatoes and cabbage for lunch, and cabbage soup for supper. This wasn't nearly enough for a growing boy like Charlie. He desperately wanted something more filling and satisfying than cabbage and cabbage soup. The one thing he longed for more than anything else was chocolate. Walking to school in the mornings, Charlie could see great slabs of chocolate piled high in the shop windows, and he would stop and stare and press his nose against the glass, his mouth watering like mad.